Whether you're starting or scaling your company's security program, demonstrating top-notch security practices and establishing trust is more important than ever. Vanta automates compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more, saving you time and money while helping you build customer trust. Plus, you can streamline security reviews by automating questionnaires and demonstrating your security posture with a customer-facing trust center, all powered by Vanta AI. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora use Vanta to manage risk and prove security in real time. Get $1,000 off Vanta when you go to vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I have it on good authority that the smart people are traveling today and maybe even tomorrow. But the silly, not smart people traveled probably on Sunday. Although, down here I didn't notice any real problems except for Friday when I was heading south on the superhighway and coming north. The exit that I actually get on is also the exit for the outlets because I live in the best part of town.
Hey, I live close to outlet malls too, Mike. You know what? It's a real boon to the property when one opens up. It's like living near mass transit.
I guesstimated, I don't want to over-exaggerate, 100 miles. No, it was about a mile and a half back up on the highway as these people were heading out to Black Friday. And I'm watching a Netflix documentary now called Buy, which is, I think it's called Buy.
Is it about Jim Nabors?
No, it's, why would it be about Jim Nabors?
Just because it's called Buy.
Oh, that's
it's just
right.
A joke.
He wasn't just gay. He was bi.
I believe he was bi. Yeah.
You sure he was bi?
I don't know. I don't know. But it was just a joke.
I don't think
he
was bi.
Mike, it's the holidays.
But I noticed that as
it's
far
called Bi Now.
Bi Now.
Oh,
and
okay.
We are. Oh my God, we're played. We're played like you wouldn't believe.
In what way?
To buy when we're supposed to buy, to get what we're supposed to get. The waste, it's stunning. It's stunning. And of course, like all depressing documentaries, it doesn't give us any real solutions. The waste that they throw out from these stores is mind-boggling. But pretty much it's how we buy new when there's really no need to buy new. And it's just the whole treadmill that everybody's on, both the manufacturers, the retailers, the consumers. We are, when they say we're a consumer culture, this is a fascinating. I urge everybody to take a look at Buy Now on Netflix. It's kind of interesting about how we do it, and we're all sucked into kind of the same thing. Best example probably be like an iPhone, when a new iPhone comes out with no real reason for it, and but it's new.
Well, you have to buy it because their batteries die after what, a year and four months?
No, you do not have to buy it. What it
well,
is,
that's what
is,
they you want know, you to think.
No, they want you to buy it because you have because they want you to think you need it. So they don't say anything about batteries. They just say, "Hey, the new model's coming out," and then they work you up into a frenzy and that type of thing. So anyway, it just
Carrie was in retail and she saw like having to destroy clothes.
Yes, like that's part of it. That's part of the documentary too. That's absolutely true, Rob.
She was next to God, what was the name of the place? The Williams Sonoma, Pottery Barn, and they would destroy furniture, and you'd see it by the dumpster, like a table that was a perfectly fine table broken, like by the dumpster, and she'd say, "Come get this."
Yeah, they break it instead of selling, instead of giving it away.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
But that's what that because if they give it away, yes.
Haven't you guys had, I've had things like that where I have to return it, and then instead of me mailing it back to the manufacturer, they say, "Well, send me a picture of it broken." break it, and then I'll send
never
you
got
money
that
back.
That is so cool. That's that wild. They would do that. So yeah, so but I urge everybody to check
one
it out.
Of the most horrifying and depressing stories that is absolutely true is, you know, I own a jukebox and I love my Wurlitzer jukebox, but there's not many of the model that I have, and upon doing research, Wurlitzer would go around and try to sell new models to bars and hangouts and restaurants and stuff. But
in the 1950s,
Mike, it was in the 50s and 60s. But this still is sort of a poignant story, is that the restaurateur would be worried that they would take the old jukebox and sell it to a competitor, and they'd have a jukebox for a fraction of the cost. So Wurlitzer would offer to come to their place with a sledgehammer and break the old jukebox in front of them to guarantee no one else would get it. And that was how they moved product. But think of all the thousands of
that's
dollars.
So old-timey.
It is.
Floyd the barber would come into the speakeasy with a big sledgehammer and
but Mike,
and do it.
Think
that
of those beautiful panes of glass and everything just gone because yeah. And that's it's got its roots in that, I guess. It's horrifying.
I find myself with belt tightening trying to resist the urge to look at stuff that I'm interested in. And but speaking of that, and we've got a lot to get to today, including what I don't consider anything other than the greatest gift you can get on the Christmas holiday, which is Rob's fruitcake. We'll get to that in a second. But the one thing that I look at constantly in all different price points are watches. I look at watches.
Yes.
I look at cheap watches. I look at expensive watches. I look at watches, watches, watches. And there's a particular online retailer that I look at more than any other, and I see holiday sale. And
hey,
I notice
that's terrific.
And I notice that the holiday sale, the only thing that has really changed, and what they do with these watches, they have retail price lined out. That's the highest. Then
right.
They have most recent price lined out, and then current price. And what I notice is, and I could be wrong, I don't have any data to prove this.
Right.
They've really done is upped the original prices on it to make it look like, you know, they're giving you some kind of discount when it's the same price it's been for, you know, 18 months.
No.
They're manufacturing the urgency that you have to get
it. I ran into it this past week.
I'm sorry, Josh, what?
I ran into this.
By the way, we're working on that. We're working on the delay, so we'll get it. We'll get it right.
This past week when I went down to Disney for Thanksgiving, all the stores were open with their big Thanksgiving Black Friday sales.
Did they put the G on the end of Thanksgiving?
I don't know if I actually saw the word Thanksgiving on anything down there.
Mike, that
there was
extra
a lot of Disney
G
Christmas.
That extra G stands for greed. We throw that away.
Thanksgiving, but it's all BS. Yeah.
I wanted a pair of sweatpants, or I guess they call them joggers now.
Joggers.
So I needed another pair of joggers because it's cold outside
sexy
now.
Sexy mother effer. Wow.
So.
Shock jock.
So I went into Fabletics because they had a sign outside that said 60% off store-wide.
There you go.
Fabletics.
That get me in the door.
Yeah, exactly. I picked up a pair, looked at the tag. It said $105.
Oh.
So I did the math. I'm like, all right, well, it's about $40.
Yeah.
So I go onto their website, and the regular price is $40.
Yep.
So they inflated and then deflated.
They inflated it. In order to do the big Christmas sale, or just it's a year-round sale, I don't know, but it's a straight lie.
Yeah,
it is.
Well,
it is.
I love the notion that this goes in all industries. Mike, remember when I used to do my fabulous infomercial for automobiles?
Yeah.
It was a weekly infomercial.
Right.
I talked to a lot of people that were lifetime car salesmen, and one guy, when he started working with a certain family that I won't mention, Farish, he went in there, and it said... He said, where's the sale sign? And they said, we're not having a sale. He says, no, no, no. Every day we're having a sale. And they said, well, but there's no chance. He says, they don't know that. Put up the biggest sign you've got that says sale to get them in here. And then we'll talk to
them. It's the same deal.
Yeah.
It's
all
the same
lies.
Drill. And, the one thing about our products on the Mike O'Mara show, we don't hide the fact that we suffer from naked greed on
yes.
this show. So mm-hmm. be aware of that. You know,
but we did put products on sale this weekend.
We did.
And through the rest of today.
And those products last year, or, you know, during earlier in 2025, were more expensive. You can eat.
And yeah, now, Mike,
we did not fake it.
Not as expensive now, right?
Wait, exactly. I mean, check our, and I'm sure there are plenty of retailers out there that do that, but I'm just noticing my particular watch people didn't. Not that I'm buying watches anymore anyway. I'm not allowed to. I'm not allowed to buy watches, cheap watches, because
who
that's
prohibited you from that, Father Tom?
We are on a spending freeze in the O'Meara household after Las Vegas.
Because you were so excited.
We're on a massive spending freeze after
Were you excited that you won so much money that you said we have to save this money now?
Yeah. I won so much in Las Vegas that now we can't buy anything for 2 years. That's exactly
mostly subsisting on broth.
Caught up in the moment at the Golden Nugget.
more in cabbage the soup, Mike.
Yeah. Thank you, Downtown Grand. Here's me. This is me at the slot machine at the downtown. This will make a difference in my world financially. This will change things. But let's
Buffaloes,
get let's on a more positive note.
Yes.
The Thanksgiving holiday. I was blessed to go to my mother-in-law's and her friend Andy's house, and it was so nice to not have to do everything. I made my cranberry sauce the night before. I went out with my son early in the morning and played golf on Thanksgiving, and then made my way back home and then over to the house. It was fantastic. Absolutely delightful to not have to sweat it. But I am here, and I said to this person, who is the daughter-in-law of my friend Andy, I said, you are on the show. This will be on the show. This was right at the beginning of the holiday. I said, I cannot tell you how wonderful this is. And look, I know there are going to be plenty of people that know what it's all about, that have probably had it before, but I haven't. And I wrote down the incredible treat that almost ruined Thanksgiving, because man, oh man, and this lady's name is Sierra. I'll give her a shout out. Hi, Sierra. How are you? Oh my God. This hors d'oeuvre. You go to Thanksgiving and they have the little cheese board. Yeah. They have little hors d'oeuvres here and there and their little thing. And then I look over and there's a large plastic bowl, a glass bowl, that you can see with what appears to be cream cheese. And I'm like, okay, another thing with the average dip. As I get closer to it, I realize this is not a savory treat. This is a sweet treat. And what I happen upon is a wonderful deep bowl filled with what is essentially cannoli filling and chocolate chips. And
wow.
Around the platter surrounding the big bowl are broken up waffle cone, big broken up waffle cone chips. And I dive in and I have a bite of this and I dub this the absolute greatest hors d'oeuvre, because I think this is, hear me out here. I think as we go into Thanksgiving Day, if we go somewhere, mm-hmm. if we make it ourselves, I think the body works this way, and I'm not sure, but I think the body might crave sweet treats when you don't eat, like in the morning or in the middle of the day, because you're saving up your appetite for, there it is. Oh,
wow.
And hers, first of all, hers was so much better. It was so much better than that. It was a massive bowl, and they were waffle cones that were, sorry, they weren't the real traditional cannoli, and I'm sure it's good with the cannoli pastry around it. But man, oh man, I think we all get a little sweet, Jones, because this, people descended upon this hors d'oeuvre, and that's with everything else that was savory out there, but I came close but did not. I almost ruined Thanksgiving dinner by diving. My God. Cannoli
did you consider, did you think maybe that would have been better served Opry dinner because it was sweet?
Perhaps, but it didn't matter because it was just so good. I was like, this is so, if you have ever.
Did you pull yourself away or was the platter cleared?
The there was so much, Josh, there was so much that that we didn't, I didn't have to pull myself away, but I self-disciplined knowing that we were, you know, hours, maybe 2 hours away from Din Din. And yeah. And I forced myself to move away. And then I only had two drinks on Thanksgiving Day. They were gin and tonics, and they were the size of buckets. I basically
one had two whole limes in it.
I had two full-size large limes. Not the little key limes, big ones.
Plunk.
The big sun-kissed limes, size of your head. And I there were two, and I had two buckets of gin that I nursed all day long, and I pulled myself away. And then by the time it was time for Din Din, I was able to have a sensible plate. that believe it or not, there were a couple of wives there that presented their hubbies with plates, which I thought was really cool. And then, lo and behold, over my shoulder comes, as I'm watching the football game, comes a wonderful plate of food that was prepared by my wife. You can eat.
That's fantastic.
And by that
time, Carrie has ever fixed me a plate in the last 25 years.
I was thrilled. I was thrilled.
She
and
must
at that
love
point,
you, yeah.
I was three quarters through the first bucket, and I said, thank you, honey. And
I have a vision of you, Mike, over the cannoli dip, taking your first bite and turning with just a little bit of the dip drizzling out of your mouth.
This is saying, the greatest thing I've ever eaten.
What is this, mascarpone cheese?
This is the greatest thing. I'm not always on Team Cannoli. And by the way, this should be the name of the show, Team Cannoli. I'm not normally, I like a good cannoli once in a while, but I'm not, it's not like in my top five as far as sweet treats. This, oh my God, this is fantastic.
You did a reverse Godfather, Mike. You you took the cannolis.
I took the cannolis and I left the gun.
That's right, exactly.
He takes the cannoli. I left the cannoli. And I took the gun. That would be the reverse cannoli.
Okay,
that would
so
be
what
the
you did
Godfather.
Was a solid. You did a solid Godfather. I misspoke.
Oh my God, it was so yummy. And then
was anyone else dwelling over it, or was it sort of a party of one?
Not really. I think I maybe overdid it. You know, to the point where my inner fat guy really came up to the surface, and so I was looking.
You're not
a little
fat
bit like
anymore,
an ass.
But it's
but
easy
it's
to
still
remember,
there,
isn't it?
And I am fat. I'm fat enough. If you got me around some really fit people, I'm still fat. And I'm going. Oh my God, this is like the best. But I would not have gushed over it in years past because I was fat. Because I would not want to look like Commander Fatty Fat, you know. But I'll tell you, my inner late John Panette came out in this, and I was just so thrilled with it. It was so chocolate chippy and cannoli filling. Here's the best part. I think when you eat a cannoli, there's too much of the goo. And I think what's nice is you could just put the perfect amount on the waffle cone, dip it in, and
you don't want to overdo it.
I overdid it.
No, you don't. You didn't.
I was feasting. I was feasting on gin and cannoli.
But what's so sweet is now here we are, what, 5 days removed, 4 days removed.
I told. I came home and wrote it down. I said, I got to talk about this.
You're
because
still
during the holidays,
giving thanks, Mike. You're giving thanks for the cannoli dip.
Hi, folks. This is Mike O'Mara. This holiday season, you want to give yourself a real treat and your family a real treat? Make yourself a delicious cannoli dip and bid on Rob Spiewak's fruitcake at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Please.
Go to our store. It's right there. And it's fantastic. But boy, I just loved it. And I was so... And she also makes a really good, like, brie... puff pastry type of thing that was out. It was just
did
good.
You also have that on a waffle cone?
I just had one of those.
And
I just had
was
one
part
of those.
Was part of your thinking enough praise that this will show up again for Christmas.
No, because we're probably not going to do Christmas with them. So that would be, and I don't think Carla was writing it down. Carla does not have the sweet tooth that I have. So, but I will, I know that we had the recipe sent to us. I know that happened. So I think I'll be able to pull
who?
That off.
To you or to Carla?
Carla got the recipe.
She'll delete it.
No, she I want to. I want to bust it out for the holidays. You know,
if only there was some sort of machine that we had in our homes that would allow you to search the world for recipes.
Yeah, I'm sure there are plenty. I'm looking at Josh pulled it in 5 seconds.
I know
he had it,
but you know, Carla is not. She's going to hope you forget about it. She's
nah,
not. Gonna,
no, because I don't do what I used to do. I don't. You can't. You really can't on this stuff that I'm on. You can't really do it. You can do it. I had like a Thai dish last night and probably ate about a quarter cup of rice more than I should, and I felt horrible because I overdid it. I got all excited.
What are the symptoms? Is it like a nausea type symptom when you overdo
borderline,
it?
Borderline, a little heartburning nausea. You know, you just don't. Mm. Not that it happens every time, but you know when you've. You know, you've gone a little too far.
You have to be careful when
you
eat. You have to be careful, Mike, when you eat Siamese food like that.
Siamese food. Siamese.
They're called Siamese twins.
Yeah, but and hillbillies like to be called sons of the South, but it ain't gonna happen.
I really, really enjoyed the holiday more than now that I'm talking about it. I enjoyed it more. Than I've enjoyed previous holidays, and that's because,
that'll make your daughters feel good.
No, I like having the daughters around too. Don't get me wrong.
And they would have loved the cannolis.
Yeah,
they would have loved them absolutely. And I don't know if I'm getting both of them. I think I'm getting one of them down for Christmas.
Send a picture of the cannoli dip. They'll both come.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So check it out. Get the. I'll try to get the recipe. The one she had.
Okay.
And I'm not sure where she got the waffle cones. If they were homemade or not, they might have been homemade. The waffle cones might have been
Baskin
the broken
Robbins?
Up waffle cones might have been. You know, and since we mentioned the fruitcake, for the fabulous holiday, I've got it right here. I've got my copy. Are you buying a fruitcake? No, no, no. You're bidding. On
yes.
a Christmas package. But does this package include the legendary much-craved Spiewak fruitcake? Oh, absolutely. Will there be anything else tucked inside? Well, not really. Let's face it, this isn't just any fruitcake. This is a Spiewak fruitcake. A slice of holiday joy, baked with love, candied fruits, and a sprinkle of TMOS magic. Josh, share with us the name of the very first winner of a Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Leslie Britton.
Leslie Britton
was
the big winner. And is that my internet that's crapping at the time I'm doing this commercial?
No, that is Rob who froze as he shouted out, yes.
I hope that for Christmas, Rob gets a new modem. That's what I hope for.
Thank you, Mike.
He's frozen.
We sent your Comcast guy up there.
Oh, good. By the way, no fiber optic for me today.
Oh, no. Why?
The guy from Fort Myers that I was talking to that scheduled the appointment for Friday after Thanksgiving, there was no appointment in the system. And then I finally got online with somebody and scheduled it, and they started sending me the updates. And I'm like, this is a guarantee they're going to be because I get up to it. And then I realized I'm not available today because I've got a baseball game tournament tonight. So I had to reschedule. Tomorrow between 5 and 7 p.m., they will be here. But getting back to fruitcakes.
This is like the 7th visit.
I know. It's 6th. That is legitimately the 6th coming out. But this one's my fault. Rob Spiewak, update on the fruitcakes, please.
All right. Before I do that, Mike, I would like to set the mood with the ceremonial lighting of my studio, if that's okay with you.
Oh, okay.
It will only take a moment.
What is this? This is something new.
This is new. I've got to dim some of the lights for this. And
dim all the lights, sweet darling.
Mike, I would like to ask of you a countdown. Can you give me a countdown, please?
59.
No. Just 50. Start with 5 will be fine.
Oh. Cinco. Cuatro.
Uno, dos, tres.
Tres.
Shut up. Can you just keep it in your pants ever?
I can.
Cinco, cuatro, tres, dos, uno, fiesta!
Yay!
It looks so much better turned on. When it was turned off, it just looked like spider webs.
Yes, it did.
That is as underwhelming as anything that we've ever done.
But Mike, it's the annual lighting of the studio.
That is
everybody.
Lovely.
Everybody sing
to the world. That is that's lovely.
Thank you.
It looks like you spent minutes doing that.
Yeah.
And how many minutes did you spend bringing holiday joy to people, Mike? None. Same background. So you know what?
Well, no, I had minutes my family well over and made homemade chili.
Well, that's fine, but what about for the listener? There's nothing behind you.
That's exciting, and you know, save
your Christmas decorations for the Christmas cocktail hour.
Ah, that's when you have to view them. That's coming up. So much going on right now.
Yeah,
let's get to
week.
That. Yes, go ahead, Josh.
I was saying it's a busy week, and there is the second auction open now until Thursday, so you got to get over there to get your fruitcake package.
Okay, very good. Get your fruitcake, and then we will be having a fruitcake raffle during our cocktail party, 7 p.m., the night of
correct.
December 7th, right?
Yes.
Our 15th anniversary spectacular, Mike.
It's going to be great, and there's a fruitcake in your hand. I recommend.
Yeah, as a rule, I want to say thank you to Yaz for bidding on faith, because when she bid, the fruitcakes had not yet been created. But now, in my home, I have them. And I actually, Saturday night, I cut into the first one. And it's been a while since I've cut into one that has all of the right ingredients. I won't necessarily say Grand Marnier and Crown Royal, but it just feels right. And
yeah.
I want you to see, this is maybe the prettiest batch we've ever made.
Okay.
Look at that.
Oh, look at that. Look at that goodness. Mm-hmm. Look at that son of a bitch.
Oh, and just taking the lid off, oh, my whole studio smells like it right now.
That's awesome.
Oh, my Lord. It was so good. I was up grating nutmeg all night. And it's sensational. Thanks to my mother who came
your
in.
Your Christmas man.
Christmas man.
Christmas
my mom
man.
Who came over on Friday and helped make three batches. And they are precious. I tell you what, there's not many this year. So bidding is the only way you're going to get your hands on one. And
you
they are
posted
out
something.
Of this world.
You are Mr. Christmas, and you posted something. And it's great to see you again into the spirit. I'm not kidding about this. And I'm prefacing what I'm going to say with that.
All right.
So people know I'm not a complete monster. All right.
No, not completely.
I'm really happy. Josh, you might not know this because you've been with us a shorter time, but Rob knows what I'm talking about. And I'm really, really, and it follows up, nice conversations I had with your family in Vegas. And I'm happy to see that you're totally into it. That's organic, and that's you being you. And that is wonderful for
had
me.
Had a couple of bad years there, Mike. I'm not going to lie.
You did.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm really, really, really happy about that. And I know. Now the monstrous part. All right.
Thank you.
I know that I'm not, and I'm not proud of this, folks. I am not proud of this. Rob is right when he said, what Christmas joy are you bringing to listeners? And as of right now, nothing really. I'm hoping maybe to do some decorating, but I can't even describe how much I hate doing it. I really don't like it. So
you got to get on it, Mike. Do you know that this is, it actually is rooted in history. That it used to be that Thanksgiving was the last Thursday of November. And
wait,
then
you want to try that one again?
No, Mike, I thought it was quite clear. There was a stutter, but don't. Don't talk shame me. You're just bitter. You're bitter because you have no lights. Don't lash out. We understand and we love you regardless. During 1942 that President Roosevelt moved Thanksgiving to the fourth Thursday to increase the shopping season. But because of the layout of the calendar, we've got a very short holiday season this year. We truly do. Yes.
Oh, I mean, all right.
And so you want to get in on this. Mike, this is after Thanksgiving. It's already December 2nd, and you don't have your lights up? You don't have your decorating done?
No, I don't.
That's sod.
Yeah, I know. Whatever. I don't. Yeah.
I mentioned last week, I believe, that I went and put Christmas lights up on the house.
Good for you.
And what I didn't mention was that while I was up on the roof, the
click, click, click.
The neighbor who I've never spoke to said hi to me and said how she can't get her husband to put Christmas lights on their house. And the only reason I bring this up is because then on Friday, I was out on the back porch enjoying the beautiful Florida weather.
Yeah.
As she walked out on her porch on the phone complaining to someone about her husband.
When she comes out, is she wearing a robe that just happens to fall open?
No, this is the type of conversation that I am hoping she does not know I'm on the back porch. I am slouched down on the couch.
It's that bad that she is. She's really, really. So this is like a marital strife.
She is talking to her best friend about how her husband ruined Thanksgiving and doesn't do anything, and he's so lazy. And suddenly I hear the neighbor was on the roof putting his lights on. And I can't even get my husband to get him out of the garage.
Wow. Wow. Okay. You know what? I will take that under advisement.
Maybe put up some lights.
I will take that under advisement, and I'm planning on a big lighting day tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be the day. So that's interesting that we had that. We've had a very pleasant time of it, and I lost my train of thought. What was I talking about?
You hated decorating, and you're going to decorate tomorrow, but I think even tomorrow might be too late, Mike. You got to get on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's Tangletown when I go into the garage, and that's what I hate the most. Because
you put them away badly last year.
Yeah, well, I didn't even put them up last year. I didn't put them up last year.
Was last year when you hired somebody?
I didn't know. That was years ago. That's years ago.
It sounds like you're at a good year spotlight level.
What's that?
It sounds like you're at spotlight level. You just got to go put the spotlight in the yard.
Yeah.
I want to, and that affects the the spending freeze too. Thank you, Las Vegas.
Lots of lights in Las Vegas, Mike.
Well, no, what I would normally do is run out and maybe get the latest trendy thing and put it in the front yard. And I think I know what I'm going to do.
What's that?
I, Mrs. O'Mara, for years and years and years, and she said, you know what? I'm going to keep it a secret.
Why?
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this year. Do it, do it, do it, do it.
You got to do it now, Mike, because, you know, time is right. Do you know how close Christmas is?
I know what I was going to say. So this is how I know that I'm not quite in the spirit of the season, even though it's like officially after Thanksgiving.
How many days there are until Christmas?
I don't. How many? How many? Play the thing. Jesus, here we go. Here's the guy. All right. See this? He loves it.
23, Mike.
I think last year you forgot it.
I think last
until
year
we reminded you.
I wasn't now into
you
it last year.
Have lights.
Yeah. Oh, listen. Here he is. Hi there.
Hi there. Time's a fleeting. Better get busy.
So into it this year. This is good. This is going to help me because I'm not in the spirit yet. I'm not in the spirit yet, and I know. And all right, here comes the monstrous part.
Okay. Here we go.
I'm terrible. I'm not a good human
you're
being.
You're not,
I'm
Mike. Not. You are. You're a lovely
person. So Rob talks about posting, putting up lights, and he makes a post over the weekend. Uh-huh. And I either saw it, I think I read it for the first time today. Yes. And he posts a picture of his Christmas tree.
As I do every year.
That's right. I read it out loud to myself with no one in the room. In a mocking tone. That I swear to God, I'm confessing here because this is all by myself. This is how Scroogey I am, all right? And he posts a picture of his effing tree his stairs, and the post is this. And I'll say it out loud the way I said it to myself.
Thank you.
All right?
A thing of beauty is a joy forever. There, 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 there.
That's exactly what I did. That's what I did.
Mike,
I can't help what I am. I can't.
I understand, but why must you rain on my parade?
I was raining on it.
You're not just happy being miserable yourself. You must share your misery with others.
The thing I'm doing is a joy for everyone.
Well, you've never seen an actress with fading looks.
Mike, right? That post, okay. If you read all of it, it was dedicated to Glenn Close.
Good timely one. Good timely reference right there. All right.
But, Mike, you have to admit, the tree is something of a knockout. Come on. Was there any jealousy in your hatred? Look at that. Oh, there it is.
Yeah,
God,
you know what? Insofar as not having mine up yet, yeah, probably, because I do plan on that at the very minimum putting our tree up. That's why we have to wrestle with the effort all year.
Thank
putting
you,
it
Mike,
in different
for doing
parts
the
of the
very
garage.
Thank you for doing the very minimum to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm going
just
to,
enough to get a C+. Good job.
And when you talk about the minimum, I will bring it in, and that's it. I will bring it in,
floor.
And Carla and my son, as my other wives have decorated by themselves. I was the victim of, this is not totally an abusive situation, not even close. My old man was always pissed off when we decorated the tree. Always.
Why?
Because it's a pain in the, because he's, we're depressives in my family. That's what it is.
Mike, so are we. This is one of the few things that offsets it. I just know that when you've had previous wives, I just thought it was nice that, you know, a lot of people put an angel or a star on the top of their tree. I have a point. Yeah. They would always put up the marriage certificate right on the very top of the tree. Beautiful.
Maybe if I do it tomorrow,
yes,
and I finish it and it looks good, I will be, that may kick me into the right frame of mind, you know?
No. It won't.
My wife had a fight with the neighbors down the street. I told you that last week about the dogs and stuff like that. I was walking the dogs over the weekend, got a chance to eyeball her. We did a stare down, and she was glancing at me with my dogs, and I didn't break my gaze, and she was giving it right back. Wizened old. I was just, you know, it was not pleasant. Not pleasant.
Maybe you
at all.
Should have walked the dogs with reindeer antlers on them.
Yeah, I saw
that's
that.
A good icebreaker.
They got ones now that like are a spring-loaded tail on the back of this.
Dogs hate that stuff. Don't do it's that like, to your dogs,
you know,
folks.
Shut up.
Wrap your dog in Christmas lights.
Right, yeah, dogs.
This is my dog, Electro.
I just, ho, 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 and, you know.
Mike, face it. I know the truth. You become, if there is a chance for you to become Christmassy, mm-hmm. It goes way back. I mean, we've worked together for 30 years.
Okay.
It's after the last show ends and it's the Christmas holiday. That's when you get Christmassy. And that's true. Don't doubt it.
That's might be true.
It's absolutely true.
And the thing is, though, you have always brought it this time of year. And this is when I rely on you. And I think that's Don probably did the same thing. We kind of relied on you to do that. And the good thing about Josh is Josh is into it as well. So now I got two people that do that.
You cannot have Christmas without the Grinch.
Yeah. All right. We'll let him go to commercial.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good.
That's very, very kind, Josh.
I think what's very, very nice.
Go birds.
What's nice about that, Mike, is he knows. He knows, and we're going to cure you. You're going to go to your window and say, go buy the largest turkey in town. Misa, the one as big as me.
Josh, you know what I want for Christmas?
What would you like?
Juan Soto. We'll be right back.
Oh, me too.
Not me.
Hey, what are your goals for the upcoming holiday season? International travel, connecting with family and friends. Remember, learning a new language can mean meaningful conversations and cultural appreciation. Can you imagine chatting with your relatives from the old country in their native tongue? You can do it. You simply need Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users. They offer 25 languages, Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, plus the built-in True Accent feature, you know I love this, gives you feedback on your pronunciation. I mean, this is meant for me. I love it so much. It's like having a personal trainer for your dialect. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value, a lifetime membership that offers lifetime access to all that Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a short time, TMOS listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership holiday special. This offer will not last long. Visit rosettastone.com/today. Listen, that's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your holiday offer at rosettastone.com/today. Do it for yourself or as a gift that keeps on giving, ladies and gentlemen. Ho, ho, ho. It's a short Christmas season this year, so if you haven't started your holiday shopping yet, don't panic. We have the solution for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's the secret source for incredible original gifts, and that's Uncommon Goods. They've got unique hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. I love this place. All in one spot. Somehow they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. So skip the gifts that scream last minute and find something truly original at uncommongoods.com. From holiday host gifts to the coolest finds for kids to awesome stuff for any team, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Plus, with every purchase, Uncommon Goods gives back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So make some merry this holiday season with Uncommon Goods. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. That's uncommongoods.com/TMOS for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Whether you're starting or scaling your company's security program, demonstrating top-notch security practices and establishing trust is more important than ever. Vanta automates compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more, saving you time and money while helping you build customer trust. Plus, you can streamline security reviews by automating questionnaires and demonstrating your security posture with a customer-facing trust center. All powered by Vanta AI. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora use Vanta to manage risk and prove security in real time. Get $1,000 off Vanta when you go to vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off.
It's time to make your UK visa digital. If you have a BRP card that expires on the 31st of December 2024 or a stamp or vignette sticker in your passport, you should change to an e-visa now. This means it will never be lost and can be accessed online at any time to prove your right to live, work or study in the UK. It's free and your immigration status won't be affected. Find out more now at gov.uk/e-visa.
Do you have shoeboxes full of old videotapes and photos with memories you'd love to share with the family this Christmas? Better Homes and Gardens called Legacy Box the most sentimental gift to give this holiday season. There has never been a better time to preserve your past with Legacy Box. Legacy Box is a simple and safe way to digitize your treasured videotapes, film reels, and photos. Everything is done by hand right here in the U.S. You can convert your media to digital copies that will always be protected from floods, mold, even the decay of time. That's right, they don't last. Just send in your Legacy Box filled with your old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. Their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA, and you'll get it back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals. Think of all the Christmas mornings you recorded. Relive those with the family this holiday season with Legacy Box. You can now preserve the video of Josh battling animatronic dinosaurs as he eats his Thanksgiving cheeseburger.
Mike, there's nothing better than the Thanksgiving cheeseburger. It's ceremonial.
Thanksgiving cheeseburger. You've heard about Legacy Box all year, but now is the best time to digitize your memories. Hurry! This $9 deal won't last. I hate people that say it later.
Hurry!
Hurry! Hurry! This $9 deal won't last long. Head to legacybox.com/TMOS for early access to our best deal of the year. Don't wait! Don't wait! Secure your digitized memories by Christmas at legacybox.com/TMOS. That's legacybox.com/TMOS. Do it, 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 do it.
Mike, do you have holiday tidbits today?
I do, and I forgot to tell both of you guys. I wanted to see if you could find this. It's on our service, and it's really... it's called the earworm eraser.
Did you have it?
Good. I thought you might. That's why I said, you know, in the back of my mind, when you work with somebody long enough, you go, he'll have it. I don't need it. There's a 40-second audio track. Hold off before you play it.
Okay.
A 40-second audio track. It's called Earworm Eraser. And apparently, I have had so many earworms in the last couple of weeks. I don't know why.
Maybe it's the time of year for it because Christmas songs really do get stuck
in your head. Now, listening to this 40-second audio track supposedly gets songs unstuck from your head. It's constantly changing tempos, time signatures, and musical styles so it won't just become another earworm to replace the one you're getting rid of. The Earworm Eraser is on YouTube. Let's take a look. And if you happen to have an earworm right now, in your head, you might not because you're listening to a show like this. So that
I woke up this morning with a horrible one, Mike, and don't even ask me why. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, and I don't know why it's stuck in my head right
Let's
now.
Let's erase it right
Thank you,
now.
Please.
Let's erase it. Here we go.
This is the intro.
I love it. I think
it
might work.
Yeah, but I don't buy into it because you know why? It's got to be something catchy to replace it. And that, that is disconcerting.
They're not trying to replace the earworm. They're trying to erase it. So they confuse the brain with that. And I think it does change tempos and you don't. It makes your mind go blank.
I still have Elmo and Patsy in my head. I'm sorry.
And I think there's enough recognizable things in there that could kick something else into your ear.
Well, you know, I might try it. I really might try it if I get one, because I get them all the time. And I don't like them. I do not like it when I get an earworm. I'm very, very...
In the past, I've found the most effective way to get rid of an earworm is to actually listen to the recording.
Really?
You know, you go back and you listen to it, and then it like sort of satisfies it. But I'm not going to listen to Elmo and Patsy.
Yet. All right, here's your typical retail news story that I'm supposed to share to keep us on the treadmill. Cyber Monday is the most popular online shopping day of the year, but is it also number one overall? A poll by Bankrate.com found 59% of Americans.
What do you think of that, John Tesh?
A poll by Bankrate.com found 59% of Americans plan to shop today, compared to just 53% who plan to shop on Black Friday, and 23%, as usual, will also masturbate. But hold on, because the National Retail Federation disagrees. They claim Black Friday is still number one, and it's not all that close. According to their own survey, 183 million people plan to shop between Thanksgiving and today. And of those people, 70... You know, okay, do you get what's happening, America? This is it.
We're being told.
So you're being told, I must.
Do
you think, consume.
Like,
I must
these
consume.
People that are buying these all this stuff, whether
I'm
it be
a retailer,
Friday or today?
I get it. I understand. What, Rob?
I mean, there's so much shopping today online. There was a lot of shopping on Friday, Black Friday. Do you think this has to do with the holidays?
What?
I mean, it seems to me that what these people are probably doing is buying Christmas gifts.
That's a brilliant observation.
I mean, because there's got to be a reason. I don't know.
Okay, still shut up, please. Thanks, Rob. I appreciate that insight. As you may already know, Eddie Murphy's son, Eric, has been... I didn't know that. I didn't know Eddie Murphy had a son, much less he's dating somebody.
Oh, he's got like 30 kids.
He's been dating Martin Lawrence's daughter, Jasmine, since July of 21. Who all these people that do this research? Well, they just took the next step. They got engaged.
Oh, that's terrific. Sherman, Sherman.
This is
going
to get
Sherman,
worse,
Sherman,
folks.
Sherman, Sherman,
these
Sherman.
New segments are going to get worse as we lead up to Thanksgiving. I mean Christmas.
Well, Mike, a lot of people.
Ho, ho.
A lot of people are shopping because the holidays are coming up.
I'm John Tesh. You might be worried about your favorite Christmas movie. Well, Christmas will be crammed down our throats 24/7 for the next 3 weeks. If that's not a bad thing for you, here are, well, I'll give you 10 of
Thank
the
you.
Best comedies to stream during the holidays. And
Great.
I know when you're getting together with people that people talk about that. I get it.
Yeah.
And I like this list. It's actually pretty good. Number 10, Charlie Brown Christmas. Number 9,
Beautiful.
Home Alone. Mm-hmm. Number 7... number 8, Jingle All the Way.
Mike, now I'll tell you what. I know we've mocked it for years.
Oh, no.
But the very fact that it has Arnold in it, and Phil Hartman is great in it, it's not horror. It's a solid 2.5 out of 4.
It's worth going back to.
It is.
I've never watched it.
Mike,
ever. Watch
see,
it this year.
He
You'll
wants,
get in the spirit.
He needs to buy a Turbo Man doll.
I know, Turbo. Turbo, the Turbo Man. I know that part. I just never watched it. Number 7. Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey?
No.
It's 2020 on Netflix.
Skip it.
Skip
it's a Netflix musical.
Oh, bleh.
And all also, right. Mike, it's NC-17.
Number 6 is Love Actually. That's Hugh Grant, right? Love Actually.
Hugh Grant.
Number 5, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That's
Winner.
Kind of a classic.
Yeah.
Number 4, Scrooged. I never was the biggest fan of that.
Is that the Bill Murray one?
Yeah,
that's Bill Murray.
There are so many different versions of A Christmas Carol, and that one doesn't hold the water for me. Sorry.
Number 3, look, I can't argue with its popularity. Elf is at number 3 from 2003. Can you believe it's that many years ago?
No, it's like one of the only Will Ferrell projects I can tolerate.
It's popular, and here's what made the list for me. Number 2. Bad Santa.
Great. So
love
great.
Bad Santa.
I'm on my effing break.
Oh, the greatest. And number 1, I agree with this as well, A Christmas Story. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
But,
yes.
You know, none of the classics on there, but those are good choices.
What about, I mean, you got to watch Miracle on 34th Street. That of all the black and white old
ones. But these are comedies.
Miracle's a comedy.
Miracle on 34th Street?
That's a drama.
No.
No, there's so much laughter in it.
No.
No, there is not. It's a family drama.
You mean with the psychiatrist, the psychologist, that guy scratching his eyebrow?
And I guarantee if you bring it up, I'm going to bring it up on IMDb right now, and it's going to say it's a comedy.
It's not a comedy.
I bet you. What do you bet? What do you bet?
I don't want to bet. It'll take you too long to get it. Let's get on to the next story.
Yeah, because I'm too stupid.
No, you're just not fast.
It's a comedy drama.
Comedy drama. Okay, you're both right.
Well, no, holiday comedy, holiday family,
version.
Comedy. Those are the first three listings on IMDb.
Hardy.
Well, it's not funny.
It's not funny.
Well, then you're not funny. How about
you
that?
You might think Judy Garland. We're taking him out of the Christmas spirit right now.
No,
you might think that Judy Garland, this is a good story for Rob, earned the most in The Wizard of Oz, you know, being the main character and all, but you'd be wrong. In fact, she made the least. Judy made $9,600, which would be around $218,000 today. It was considered a lot at the time and was a raise for Judy, who went from making $100 a week at MGM Studios.
Yeah, contract player. That? She had to do what they were told.
$500 a week. She went from $100 to $500. Margaret Hamilton, who played the Wicked Witch of the West, she made $21,000, which would be $476,000 today, partly because she was a Broadway star, but also because she suffered burns from filming one of the scenes where there was fire.
Mm-hmm.
The studio kept her on salary for the next 6 weeks while she was recuperating. It might surprise you that the Scarecrow made the most of all. They
and
paid
it proves,
him.
It proves what I've said for years, Mike. Ray Bolger is a dick.
$72,000. That's around $1.63 million today. Ray Bolger was already a star and had performed on Broadway and at Radio City Music Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Haley, the Tin Man, and Bert Lahr, the Cowardly Lion, also made near that amount since they were also established star stage actors.
Mm-hmm.
They were.
Slash men.
Men. That's right.
Yeah. I think
men,
Toto Toto earned more than the Munchkins. I think that's also a fact. And remember, one of the weirdest.
So they discriminated against little people.
They actually paid by height. And
we represent the Lollipop Guild.
The one of the weird things about the whole movie being made is that they paid them less than that, and the Munchkins they were like rounded up from around the country, because back then they couldn't
with
they
what didn't have nets.
No, they would put out like a worldwide, a countrywide thing for people, little people.
Get in the truck.
Now they've cured pituitary, Mike. You're probably pretty close. Nowadays they've cured pituitary dwarfism. So the pituitary dwarfism is when the entire body is actually sort of proportionate, like the head and the body. They're just smaller, and that's what they looked for. But
yeah, but they haven't such a stupid joke I'm writing in my head right now.
That's all right.
They haven't cured little people that are super horny.
No.
Because that's called hoctuitary dwarfism.
I did watch The Wizard of Oz this week.
Oh, did you enjoy
it? Great.
With my 10-year-old.
Did she like it?
She did like it. I was surprised it holds up for her.
It does. It does.
Had she ever seen it?
No, she has not, but wanted to see it after Wicked.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So that's good for the little factoids from The Wizard of Oz.
And remember, Judy Garland's daughter married the Tin Man's son.
That's Liza Minnelli.
And Jack Haley III, I guess.
Yeah, one of her many husbands.
Yeah, and it turned out he just wasn't interested in her.
Yeah, he was interested in the opposite sex, right?
I believe so. That happens a lot with her.
Finally today, what a weird show, a 31-year-old man from California was arrested after being stopped by airport security in L.A. He was on his way to Australia with some bizarre items, because I think he was Australian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for the purpose of this story, he was. He checked a pink suitcase and a gray suitcase, which were screened by TSA. They flagged more than a dozen pieces of light-colored clothing. Kind of a uniform whiteness in there. One of the items was a cow pajama onesie, and it, along with the others, was dried stiff and covered in a white residue. It turned out to be meth.
Oh, no.
Methamphetamine. The total weight of the meth cake clothes was around 71.5 pounds.
Wow.
That'll make a difference when you're checking a bag. Officials extracted more than 2 pounds of meth from the clothes. The man was charged with possession and intent to distribute, and he faces 10 years to life in federal prison. They asked him for a quote, and he said, "I thought if I carried the jammies with meth, then the constable wouldn't suspect anything dodgy. Oi, was I wrong about that, mate? Let me tell you. My plan was to bury the jammies under an old coolibar tree. Then when the coast was clear, I'd scrape the drugs off the jammies and sell them to my mates." Wrong plan.
And here they are.
And here they are.
Wow.
There it is, covered with meth. Oh, my. That's it. Good out.
It looks dodgy to me.
Yeah. Looks like you ought to burn it up in a billabong. Swagman.
A jolly swagman.
It's a jolly swagman. We have to take a break, and we will come back with something really special on the Mike O'Mara Show. In a perfect world, we would all get enough of the nutrients we need for high-level performance from our diets alone. But in the real world, everyone could use some help in continuing to find a new personal best day after day. I started with the Momentous 3, protein, creatine, and omega-3. These are the three nutrients expert research shows as the foundation of long-term health. This protocol supports every cellular function of the brain and body. The Momentous 3 is the easiest way to drive the biggest impact on health span. Even better, all of the Momentous formulas are designed with human performance experts and are NSF and Informed Sport certified for use by professional and collegiate athletes. That means sourcing ingredients for quality, not just what's cheapest. They are driven by what they call the Momentous Standard, and it's become synonymous with the industry's gold standard in quality and efficacy. So if you are interested in making a true investment in your health, why not join the best in human performance and be part of the change that's just raising the bar on supplements? Just go to livemomentous.com, use code TMOS for 20% off your new routine today. That's livemomentous.com with code TMOS. I know we were going to wait on this one, but I got to ask him.
Okay.
Of all of us, Josh Soroka was the one who was, you know, beaten feet down to Orlando. It was going to be an Orlando Thanksgiving where he's going to see his daughter down there, and they were going to, like, the Jurassic Park diner or whatever the heck. What was it called?
The T-Rex Cafe.
The T-Rex Cafe.
It was called the Jurassic Park Diner.
First question, out of the gate. Yeah. How was the traffic getting down to the Disney area during that particular holiday?
No problem.
That's good.
Traffic, no issue. I-4, probably the best I've driven on I-4.
What?
Since being in Florida. I-4 was great.
Did you drive down on the holiday? Did you drive down on Thanksgiving?
Drove down on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yep,
yeah,
absolutely.
So it was just a day trip for us. Just down and back, same day. I-4, no problem.
Second question. Did you... when you got to the T-Rex, it's the T-Rex Cafe?
The T-Rex Cafe.
Did they offer on the menu at the T-Rex Cafe a Dino Thanksgiving meal?
They did.
Oh,
they did. They did have one of the options be a traditional Thanksgiving meal.
That and were the Sorokas interested in diving into that?
I was.
You were.
Yeah.
No one else was.
The problem, Mike, is that
I got the traditional meal.
The problem is that the drumstick was 6 feet long.
It's a brontosaurus. So that was definitely
part of the thought is that I have a family of picky eaters. So they're not major Thanksgiving fans.
Oh, that's so sad. Did you find your Thanksgiving platter that they brought to you? Did you find it satisfying?
It was fine. It was turkey.
It was fine. Well, then fine.
It was turkey. Some stuffing, mashed potatoes and gravy, green bean, and a pumpkin pie.
Were the mashed potatoes, did they have that homemade taste or did they have the institutional?
Nothing
that
had,
to me is the biggest
nothing
tell.
Had the homemade taste.
Nothing did?
No. Everything had the... We stuck this in the microwave taste.
Really? Oh, that's kind of a...
When you go to the Jurassic Park Cafe,
yes.
What happens is they say they advertise the grittiest mashed potatoes in town.
That's very, very lovely. What did the other family members eat, Josh? Was it a regular diner fare?
I think there was a cheeseburger.
I think some chicken
fingers.
There you go. That's it.
And I'm trying to... I think it was two cheeseburgers and two plates of chicken fingers.
Really?
No fries?
Well, fries came with all that.
Kelly didn't enjoy regular Thanksgiving?
Kelly is a vegetarian.
Oh, I did not know that. I did not. So did she have a veggie burger or?
She did.
Okay.
She had a veggie burger. One daughter had a burger. The other two had chicken fingers.
Oh, boy.
Josh, you mentioned earlier that you love green bean casserole. And in honor of you, I actually trotted out a new green bean casserole recipe for my family this Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Was it a green bean casserole or was it just green beans with the dressing?
No, it was green beans.
Okay. No casserole.
It was green beans.
Yeah. How are your cream beans?
The pumpkin pie was frozen in the middle. Oh. So it was clearly not baked.
Oh, no.
That's how it's fresh.
Now, I will say, I took a family of five to a Disney theme restaurant for Thanksgiving, and the bill wasn't horrible.
And the clientele, was it crowded?
It was crowded. I'm glad we had a reservation.
Wow. And were there any consistencies or tells among the people that were there? What type of person goes there besides the
Soroka
family?
They were all on vacation except for us.
Oh, okay. All right.
Everyone was on vacation. They all had their little Disney bands on and their Disney backpacks and their Disney ears. And all I could do was walking around there, just look at all the amount of money Disney was making.
Yeah.
Did you swap any pins with anybody?
No. I saw plenty of pins also, but everyone had like $100 of Disney stuff on their body. Plus, they paid for all those parks.
Does it bother you like when you're just rolling in for the meal and you're not going to be experiencing like the, you know, as much as I hate theme parks, you're still at the biggest, greatest theme park in the world. Do you have a little pang of frustration that you're not hanging for rides or anything like that?
No, because we enjoyed the shopping. We did do some Christmas shopping and checked out the Lego store and some other like brand stores there.
Get some bargains in the Lego store.
I don't know. We bought stuff.
No, you didn't.
I don't think there's anything a bargain down there.
No, you didn't. Well, that's fine. That's just fine.
And there is one ride at the restaurant, Mike, and it's only for the people that order the pumpkin pie. It's called the Porcelain Space Mountain.
Really?
That's an excellent acceleration.
Hey, you want the T-Rex stool chocolate cake? This is yummy. Yeah.
And my kids loved the place.
Okay.
They love the animatronic dinosaurs.
That's
and the
what I was going to ask you about next. The animatronic. No. Did they have some shows? Like at one point the show comes on?
Well, the show is just lights flickering and asteroids are falling.
That's great.
Oh,
asteroids are falling? What killed the dinosaurs?
Oh, yeah. Do they do the extinction? Yeah.
Well, they got to make dinner. But yes, the entire time the dinosaurs' heads are moving and their tails are moving around. So there's
does the brontosaurus ever do the Gettysburg Address?
Remember, we went there. We chose this place because my middle child wants to go to college for paleontology.
Okay,
that's right. All right.
And,
makes sense.
And her response from this Thanksgiving was that she wants to go back for her 18th birthday this summer.
Oh.
So I think it was a success.
Well, that's very cool. That's all you need. So,
And we had great family time. And I haven't had time with all three girls together in a while.
Oh, that's very good. All right, then it's a win-win. That's a win. Congratulations.
And $158
for the
meal for five.
For the meal for five. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
No.
I would have spent that much on Thanksgiving food that they would have barely touched.
Yeah.
So I'm perfectly happy with it.
Before we go to break, can I throw a teeny tiny little Thanksgiving detail for me?
Of course.
Cannolis?
I have to say, I made the homemade cranberry sauce, and there was a lady there. My buddy Andy's sister was there. She said, "Oh, we're a cranberry sauce family. We cannot have Thanksgiving without the homemade." I'm so glad somebody made homemade. And then she turned to me, middle of the meal, looks over and goes, "Without question, the best I've ever had."
That's nice.
Thanks so much for that
great reaction.
That's great. Okay. How about that? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that something?
Was there cranberry sauce at the Jurassic Park Cafe meal?
Yeah, did you get cranberry with your...
No, that was one of my complaints, is there was no cranberry sauce on the plate.
Right.
You could get it on the side for $80.
It was going to make a horrible joke that I can't make now. I'll make it. Hold on.
I'll just run the music. Are you going to text it to us?
I am.
Okay.
It's not appropriate.
I did tell them to hold the sweet potatoes and keep that off my plate. So I was concerned that maybe they took the cranberry sauce.
That's what I would have called the cranberry sauce on the plate.
Oh, no. You can't say that.
I know.
And by the way, Josh, in most places, if you say hold the sweet potatoes, it's a massage parlor.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Holiday maniacs. How would you like to lose those holiday pounds before you gain them? DermGlow Skin has the help you need, and it's delivered right to your front door. They now offer microdosing with semaglutide or tirzepatide. No BMI requirement. That's body mass index, ladies and gentlemen. Perfect if your BMI is too low for traditional weight management, but you still want to get some of the weight off. Just hit the longevity tab at DermGlowSkin.com to explore, but that's not all. You can level up with PT-141 for enhanced sexual health. B12 for a natural energy boost. Do what I do, NAD plus to tap into the fountain of youth. I am now 25 years old because of the NAD plus. And Samoralin and Synapsin to banish brain fog. Everything ships straight to your door. There's no reason to wait. Plus, act now for amazing Cyber Monday pricing. Remarkable discounts, and they're real. Site-wide, and they expire at midnight tonight. Don't miss out. Have questions? Carla's got you covered. Start your journey for a better you. Age well with peptides. I am Mike O'Mara, and look out. I'll be coming down your chimney down. Whoop-de-de-o-wo. And Dickory Doc. Mike O'Mara coming down. I'll be coming down your chimney down. The worst lyric that you ever had. Did Rob freeze again? No, he's
no,
just a.
No, I'm just enjoying the coffee. Sorry.
I have to say, now it's everywhere, the holiday music, so I cannot stand. He'll be coming down the chimney down.
Yeah. That's a. Happy Holiday, Holiday Season by Andy Williams. Mm-hmm. That's the one that has Dickory Dock in it.
So it does seem like we are truly food heavy when it comes mm-hmm. to talking about Thanksgiving. I want to say thanks to my niece and her entire family. They came over Saturday night, including her hubby's parents. The grandparents were there. We had a great thing.
That's awesome.
I stole a chili recipe from my mother-in-law. And if you're going to make chili, and you're going to make it scratch, which means not putting a packet of chili mix in
right.
there, but using all of the ingredients, all the different chili powders and spices and herbs and all that. If you're going to make a mistake measuring, I'll ask Rob Spiewak because I think he might know. He's a foodie. Yeah. What would be the one chili seasoning ingredient you might not want to screw up by adding too much?
Well, you see, I like heat, so I would say that you could really screw up if you oversalt it.
No.
Is it a heat issue?
No.
Is it the smoked paprika?
It is not the smoked paprika. It is the cumin. The cumin, where instead of teaspoons, I use tablespoons.
And cumin is wonderful, Josh. I don't know if you're familiar with its cooking properties, but it's the one spice that just has the slight essence of B.O.
Yeah. And by the way, I do a tribute to the Seinfeld sitcom when I get it down from the shelf because I go, hello, cumin. cumin is what I would describe as a dominating spice.
It really overpowers.
Is it a spice or an herb?
It's a spice.
It's a spice.
Yeah.
And so right after this, because I knew I was having the whole family, this was Saturday night, and I knew they were coming over, and I kind of panicked because, you know, I taste tested it afterwards, and it's like, cumin. But, and then they tell you in order to dissipate, and the internet's got everything. So right away, I've got all the suggestions how to, to remove the overly cumined dish. A lot of citrus. I didn't buy it. I didn't want to put lemon and lime in the, but
lime might work. Lime would be
red
good.
Wine. Red wine was the red wine.
Red wine.
That's what did it. I was really, really happy. I was happy that I was able to get it.
And it was a success? So.
It was a very big success.
What do you
really,
serve?
Really was.
How do you serve your chili? What is your service? Some people put it over rice, I know.
We went to my mother-in-law's, and they served it with the traditional like onions, cheddar cheese, mm-hmm. and then they had a big bag of Fritos, and we put Fritos
nice.
In the chili. It was awesome. We did the same thing here because it was kids, and everything was great. Now,
if it's too spicy, this is a good trick I learned, is that you can use cannoli cream, just a nice dollop of it in the middle of your
what
chili.
What is your small food, big food thing that you wanted to talk about?
Oh, food that is delicious in small amounts but gross in
okay,
big amounts.
Okay, because that applies to Thanksgiving as well,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I get it.
Like the one they put on the list, this one I agree with, cheesecake. Always the second slice of cheesecake would seem like a good idea, but then it's
nasty.
Just so much.
I hate cheesecake.
Do you?
I hate cheesecake as a staple. I don't.
Because it's not unlike a cannoli, if you think
I
about
love
it.
Cheesecake.
What's that, Josh?
Cheesecake's one of my favorite.
Is it really? Do you like it with plain or do you like it with stuff on it?
I like it with cherries.
Cherry.
Exactly.
Cherry
That's sometimes. A good guy. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Cereal. People tend to overeat cereal and then find it disgusting. The quote on Reddit was, because we were talking about this as we were doing the leftover thing, is that when you have a second bowl of cereal, you don't want a second bowl of cereal. What you want is the first bowl of cereal again, and you can't recapture it.
Yeah, and let me say that the 20-minute rule, which is one of the greatest rules in trying not to overeat,
mm-hmm.
if you just gather yourself and get yourself out of that feeding frenzy, for 20 minutes, there is no way in hell you will have the second bowl of cereal because mm-hmm. it will land, and most people are probably preparing the second bowl of cereal before they are affected by the first one, and then you're done.
What about the milk discrepancy? What if you have some milk left? What do? You just drink it, or do you add a little cereal to clear out the discrepancy?
I usually drink the milk that's in there. And
I add more cereal.
Oh, you do? I'm a cereal glutton, and I'm also a sweet cereal glutton. So yes. I will put, like, I will take even a sweet cereal. I'm not sure why I do this, but what I choose to do, even when a cereal's sweet, perhaps from childhood, I find the cereal really isn't that sweet at all. So while you might say sugar pops, like they used to, I need to sweeten my sugar pops. Yes. So what I do with all cereals, including our latest Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
So good.
I sweeten it with a little honey on top.
And cumin.
And cumin. A big fistful of cumin. No,
well, that's just so you get to put the wine in.
Cumin and wine and Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
And I have a big red bowl of cinnamon cinnamon toast crunch.
Your lips are purple. Honey, have you been eating cereal?
That's a good one, though.
This is a good one. Frosting, like icing for a cake. If you taste a little bit of it, it's great. But you know, one time I found an empty frosting container in Robert's bedroom when he was a kid because he ate a package of lemon.
Apple doesn't fall far from the tree there. I don't like an over-frosted cake either.
That's why you hate cupcakes.
Yeah, I hate it. You know, the big mound, big dollop of
Cadbury cream eggs. This is a good one. This is a disgusting thing.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
That the Cadbury cream egg is, it's just an ode to nastiness.
And keep in mind that one of their early selling points is that it has like a fake yolk in it. That's, if you think about it, is really disgusting. Like someone's fertilized this Cadbury cream egg.
Simulating a raw egg.
Yeah, gross.
Totally.
Candy corn. The person on Reddit wrote, and I love this, three or four corns per year is plenty.
Yeah,
I'm not a candy corn.
It's the worst
guy.
Candy in the world. Do you like candy corn, Josh?
It's fine.
It's fine. It's just fine. like the T-Rex Cafe. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I'll eat it. I'm not going to buy it, but I'll eat it.
There you go.
All right. I'll run down some of these, and we can do like one-word replies, I guess. Right. Cotton candy. Or as they said in the turn of the century, spun sugar.
Can you really eat too much cotton candy? Is it possible?
It dissolves right away.
We'll find out on Saturday night.
I'm not bringing cotton candy.
No, and I hate cotton candy.
You do?
It's all colors? The least,
yes, all colors.
All the colors. I like cotton candy.
I do too.
I might bring it in. I might, because you can buy it in the store. And
it sucks in the bag because it's already.
I know,
like,
you want it fresh. I'm not going to go out and buy it. Well, they're cheap, but I'm not going to buy a cotton candy maker.
Why not?
Maybe.
It'd be great on the show. The marshmallows. Holidays. I could eat marshmallows all day. I love them.
Oh,
no, I don't
nasty.
Like marshmallows.
I hate them. I'm not a fan.
And it goes sort of, they're related. What about circus peanuts? This is a marshmallow-styled candy.
No, I don't like marshmallow.
Okay, I do. Mike, pancakes.
When we went over for her chili, we had s'mores by the fire pit.
Uh-huh.
And that's just the biggest exercise in BS. That's a marketing ploy by the Hershey Company.
Oh, we had so many s'mores this weekend. But I won't touch them.
Yeah.
I just eat the chocolate bars.
Yeah. Yeah. My man. There you go. That's why we all get along.
Pancakes. Yes. I know you've got a thing against pancakes.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah.
If you want to effectively take yourself out, right? You just have too many pancakes. One pancake can wreck me for the day.
Yeah,
it's the combination of all the gluten that does me in. But if you like overindulge in pancakes, get a feather. Get a feather. I shouldn't be urging people to do that with eating disorders and all.
Well, it's Mike. I think they know where your heart is.
Okay,
thank you. Here's one for Josh. Mayonnaise.
Oh. I only like a tiny bit on my sandwiches.
Yeah, I'm funny about mayo. It's got to be very moderate and only in certain situations.
No, and if it's dripping off the sandwich, I'm not even going to touch that sandwich.
Can I send a little message out to, this is such a food show today,
yeah.
Cafe Vasquez down here in the gas station. You know, they have a lot of these places
that are great
in the gas station. But man, oh man, Carla, you may like salsa. on your breakfast burrito. I don't like salsa on my breakfast burrito, not because it's not tasty. It's got flavor to it. But unfortunately, it's a tomato watery-based product that, you know, ejaculates all over your lap when you try to eat it sitting down.
Well,
thank
that's
you.
Nice, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Right there. And you know what? It's pronounced salsa.
Salsa. All right, got time for a couple more here.
Okay, lox. I don't know about that. I could eat smoked salmon all day. I like lox. What do you think you can overdo it with lox? No?
Yeah, I don't care for it that much.
All right.
Really.
Oysters.
I did. I'm probably the only one here that consumed a massive quantity of oysters in one sitting. And I think you are playing with fire in that the odds of you getting a gribbly one are pretty good. And, man, I was sick. I was sick. Both ends is all I can say when I had, count them, 24 oysters when I lived on the Eastern Shore of Maryland.
What was the name of that place in New Orleans that used to make the wonderful barbecued shrimp? Louisiana barbecue
that
shrimp.
That was Desire, the Desire
I went
Cafe.
To Desire. I took Carrie to Desire, and they no longer have the Louisiana barbecue shrimp, which was sad.
They don't. Yep, they no longer have the servers that have been there for 30 years either.
So I got a dozen oysters on our last day in New Orleans. And
they brought in Chinese servers.
But, Mike, I know that one of those oysters was suspect because I was laid low for about 3 days.
Yeah, and shellfish. It can do you in. It can.
I was like a funnel.
I've never had an oyster.
You've never had an oyster?
No, no desire to ever have an oyster.
That's
like not
because
even
they're
fried
slimy.
Or stew?
Really?
No,
you've never had a fried
nasty.
One?
Oh,
they're love good. Them. They're
it's
good.
Yummy. Have you ever had a clam?
No.
Wow. No wonder.
Let's go to Howard Johnson's.
You know what? It's not your kids that are the picky eaters,
oh,
Mr.
Maybe
Man.
So. Okay. I'm not a huge fan of seafood.
Okay.
I like crab. That's
crab.
About it.
Of course. He's a Marylander through and through. He can't live up in that state without liking blue crabs. Come
Listen,
on
I'm
now.
Not going to eat no suspect oysters.
Oysters. There you go.
Eggnog. And I agree with this. I don't like eggnog. I just can't bring myself to do it.
I adore it. When they came out with the light, low-fat eggnog, here's the problem. If I have one glass of the eggnog, I could have three. I could easily have three
it's
glasses.
It's like melted ice cream.
I could have three. Amen. Yeah, hello, McFly.
But
there
nutmeg
we go.
Ice cream? I don't know. And then
my God,
the last
great.
One on this Reddit list is so oddly specific. I have to know that someone had a noted disagreement with this. The Arby's beef and cheddar.
Oh. We have the meats.
And those are foods that taste good at first.
Well, they used to do those like $5 for $5.
Yeah.
No, you could easily eat too many of them.
I think the slogan should be Arby's, where the roast beef looks like ham. We have to take a break, and we will come back with the lovely, lovely wall of sound and video that Rob Spiewak will present to us. It should be very special.
It's called the flip
gentlemen.
Side, Mike.
The flip side. No, we don't call it the flip
side.
Oh, that's
it's called lovely video.
That's yes. right. This program is sponsored by Liquid IV, ladies and gentlemen. This season, give yourself the gift of hydration. Whether you forget to take a sip of water during the office holiday party or start feeling parched after a long day of traveling or hosting, keep Liquid IV on hand to stay hydrated through the holidays. You know that I love Liquid IV. We had a Liquid IV moment.
What kind?
I've been tardy in my reordering, and I blamed Carla for hiding my box of Liquid IV, my packet of Liquid IV.
Why would she do that?
She didn't. I just didn't order it the right
You're
time.
You're a monster.
I have a full bag, but I was looking for my peach bag. Sorry about that. You know I love Liquid IV.
Mike, please hold the sweet potatoes.
There it is. Look at how little is left. See? Just down at the bottom there. I love it. Pizza Red Cup. It's the best. It keeps me going whether you get regular or sugar-free. You can choose from about a million flavors, plus three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, 8 essential vitamins and nutrients, and always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Don't think you don't need it? The dry air of winter. The dry air of winter is a pirate. It will dehydrate you before you know it. Liquid IV to the rescue. Tear, pour, live more. Liquid IV, one shtick in 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. Stay hydrated through the holidays with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
77 WABC.
Mike, by any chance, you take the HBO Max, don't you, that streaming service?
Yeah, but I don't go to HBO Max for what reason, I do not know. I don't do it enough when it's an app. It used to be more frequent when I would have it like on a regular cable box. You know
it
what I mean?
Is. There is a documentary that I think you would love. It's called, and we teased it already some weeks ago, and it's called Yacht Rock, a doc, D-O-C-K, documentary.
Okay.
That talks about this sort of resurgence of Yacht Rock's popularity and how it happened. But the most fascinating part is talking to like the forefathers of Yacht Rock. Most of it turns out, goes back to Steely Dan and Michael McDonald. And there are two clips I'd like to play for you. Now, I already loved Michael McDonald, but after watching this documentary, my opinion of him has been further elevated.
Okay.
For what a musician and singer he is. And here he is. This is Michael McDonald and another forefather of Yacht Rock, Kenny Loggins, talking about how they should write together and that he almost didn't write the record of the year, What a Fool Believes.
When I first heard Mike McDonald, I said, I got to write with that guy. The first thing we wrote together was What a Fool Believes, which is like the quintessential Yacht Rock song of the era. Still trying to figure that out.
So I was playing things at the piano while
McDonald.
My sister was cleaning my house.
And then just as I was about to head up to his front door, I heard the da 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 da, and he's singing shoop shop shoop, because there were no words. And then when he got to the end of that part of the verse, he stopped.
And I said, I'm thinking about playing this for Kenny. What do you think? She goes, I don't know about that one. She goes, you might think you're trying to write a circus song or something, you know. And just at that moment, Kenny was outside the door and the doorbell rings.
And I said, that thing you were just playing, can you play that again? I think I know how the next part goes.
And if it had been 10 minutes later.
If it had been 10 minutes later,
song of the year,
I would have never
song of the year,
you
know.
Yeah.
So if he had listened
so
to
Loggins
his sister.
Did, Kenny Loggins did the lyrics?
Yep, and he had written the riff already, and he asked his sister, Michael McDonald asked this McDonald sister, do you like it? She says, no, it kind of sounds like a circus record. He almost threw it aside. But because Loggins heard it coming through the door, they finished the record.
You know, you're being the musicologist that you are. Wouldn't it be amazing to be a fly on the wall and just see how that stuff goes down, how it happens? I've never been around it.
Crazy.
I've always thought that would be amazing to be just around an Elton John and Bernie Taupin, just around that type of, you know, how is it done? And usually it's done where the melody maker plays it for the lyricist,
mm-hmm.
right? That's how
there is. There is an amazing clip in that Get Back Beatles documentary. Now, I don't expect everyone to enjoy all 10 hours or 8 hours of it that it was, but John was late to the studio. And to fill time, they have film and audio of Paul McCartney sitting down and writing Get Back. He just wrote it on camera. And it just blows my mind to think there was an era in time when the song Get Back by the Beatles didn't exist, because it's been there my whole life, and that he just sat down and did it. It's amazing.
And what it is people that have incredibly genius level mm-hmm. musicology, music ability, I should say, and they sit there and they throw out melodies,
yeah,
because they've got them in their head and they're proficient enough that they are able to generate the melody. And then you have the other side of it, which is the lyrics, which
yeah.
I find the whole thing fascinating, and I've always thought that in a land long ago, far far away, I may have wanted to be a lyricist, because I really I'm good with words, and I would love to try it sometime.
You'll love this documentary, because it also focuses on the lush production and how fine these records sounded.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who made it, the one interview he didn't get was with Donald Fagen, founding member of Steely Dan.
Right.
And this is weird because...
And a good-looking man.
Oh, that was probably the hardest thing to watch in the documentary, is that man. But, and as I said on Facebook, his partner, Walter Fagan? He's no George Clooney either.
Donald Fagan.
So yeah, you're, thank Walter you, Mike. Fagan. Walter Fagan. I think he was from Oliver.
Fagan, the character that is. All right, let's move on.
But all of them embrace the notion of yacht rock because it's give them a resurgence in their career.
Mm-hmm.
So you heard that with Loggins and McDonald there, but he actually got Donald Fagan on the phone to ask him if he'd participate in the documentary.
Hello, Mr. Fagan.
Yeah, this is he.
Yeah, hi, this is Garrett. I'm the one making this yacht rock documentary. Yeah, so I've been talking to a lot of people that have played with you and Steely Dan over the years, and I was wondering if you'd sit down with me and talk about your music and this genre.
And what genre is that?
Yacht rock.
Oh, yacht rock. Well, I tell you what, why don't you go f*** yourself?
I think Donald Fagan hung up on me.
Wow, I did not see that one coming.
You would think a two-hour documentary on HBO about your music and your genius would be more embraced.
Yes.
But I guess not. I guess not.
He doesn't like the term. Maybe no. He doesn't like the term yacht rock.
Well, yeah. I thought it was fine, and I give it a true stamp of approval.
Okay.
Meanwhile, kids are not selfish, Mike. Kids are not spoiled. And I have proof here as someone was rolling, this was at an AT&T store, I believe, and they were rolling their camera, their rolling tape, I suppose, as they say now, filming this, when a daughter just found out that her mother was going to cut off her cell phone service.
Mama, please! Don't say me!
How's your daddy going?
No, yes, I am!
So she'll probably get coal in her stocking this year.
Good
but
God, people.
Could AT&T hang something up on that wall?
Wow.
That's your takeaway from the video?
Yeah, that's my takeaway.
Wow. That's why he's unflappable, ladies and gentlemen. He's thinking about that. I'm getting
kids.
Like a pain in the pit of my stomach watching that.
Wow. Look at how horrible that store is. There's nothing in there.
Made us soften the blow, right, of that horrible scene if we had, you know, a landscape hanging up on
the
wall.
I was trying to see if it was staged, if it was really in a store or not.
No, I believe this was real. No. I believe this was real. And let's close with this, Mike. Everyone, do you have a secret Christmas wish? You don't have to tell me what it is. Do you have a secret Christmas wish?
Juan Soto.
Okay. I have a secret Christmas wish, which is...
And by the way, I don't like Juan Soto, but I acknowledge his greatness. So that's why I want him. And I'll if he signs with the Red Sox, I'll certainly learn to love him.
You're a monster.
I'm right there with you.
There you go. Yeah, we all want him.
Get him out of New York.
My wish is new teeth for Dolly Parton that fit a little tighter. I love Dolly. I think everybody in the world loves Dolly. As a matter of fact, this weekend she was named the country music star, I believe, of all time.
Absolutely.
And this is her accepting the honor, and it's really something.
Well, hey there, it's Dolly. And I just learned that Billboard magazine just released their list of country music's greatest artists of all time, and they have my name sitting at the top. Can you believe that? Now, when I was a little girl, I would sit around the radio listening to the Grand Ole Opry and hearing all those great big stars like Hank Williams and Kitty Wells and Johnny Cash, and I dreamed of what my life could actually become as well. I just want to say a great big thank you to the folks at Billboard, but most of all, to you, the fans. I take none of this for granted. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to take my music all around the world and to see my dreams come true. Just know this from the bottom of my heart. I will always love you, and I'll always be doing that country music.
See, Mike, she's sweet.
You're a monster, Rob.
You're
a monster.
I'm a monster. You're a monster. You're the one who won't even put up a stupid Christmas tree.
Well, the thing of beauty is
You know what? What a good
show. It's the holidays, Mike.
It's a perfectly balanced holiday show today. I love
that. Yes.
Now, listen, our fruitcake is still sitting there. There it is. And you can
Mike,
bid on it.
Mike, did you want one this year?
Do bears write a manuscript, please send it along. So you can still bet at MichaelMaraShow.com. Get out there, bid early, bid often, win
Click
another
on the
winner.
Shop. The shop tab is where
another winner on Thursday, and then Saturday night we're going to raffle one off. And will there be another one up for bid after the Thursday one? So it's like they're falling from the sky. And,
no, Mike, they're very scarce.
No, there's only five total.
That's it.
For this season.
Oh, all right. All right. Never mind. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying happy holidays and so long, everybody.
It's the holidays.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, everybody. This is Reba McEntire. Happy Halloween. Yeah.